Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America. We are here at the Mansions on Park Row this morning. Showed up bright and early, ready to have a wonderful day today and just kind of be in the atmosphere of the spirit of love. And it is an amazing 90 degrees today. That is what's going to happen.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing? So all the rain that we've had has been just so awesome, and we definitely needed it. And just kind of looking around, seeing how green the grass is. Everybody's grass is green. Everybody. It's so awesome. It's, you know, just to be able to be in the knowledge of the fruit of the rain, you know, and how it just nourishes us and blesses us, and everything just looks amazing and beautiful. And I just want to say good morning, America. And both myself and, of course, my co-host, Anthony Michelle, is here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Anthony. And I tell you, we're so excited. Today is an incredibly special day because we have two co-hosts this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
And my amazing surprise co-host is the one and only Amber Sky Green. Good morning, Amber. I am so excited to have Amber here because, for those that do listen to the show, we talk about Amber quite a bit in her VI location of Houston, Texas. But she is here in the DFW today, hanging out with her family at home and her mansion family, and we're just excited to have her here to kind of just join us in this amazing discussion and topic today that we're continuing is slain versus slayed and knowing the difference. Okay, and we know that this topic is kind of controversial, a little bit, but we just want to saturate the atmosphere today for people to really know the things that we're speaking over our lives today, and that's how important it is to us to be able to deliver that today. So be encouraged to call in callers, and we're going to put our call-in number out there at 646-668-2247. That's 646-668-2247. And I just want to say good morning to our mansion family this morning and just pray that everyone get in a position to get all that God has for them and have a most productive day. And a special shout to Ms. Vivica Giles this morning. I hope she is listening because she really does promote everything that we do here and especially our mornings at the Mansion Show. So good morning, Vivica, and hopefully next week you'll be our guest.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. To be here once again. So we just want to say good morning, everyone, and we're excited for today. And I hope that you guys are excited, too. And I know it's seemingly I'm a little animated all the time, but this is really what that is. Okay?
Right, Anthony? Yeah.
So what do you want to say to America this morning?
Good morning. It's such a blessed day. You know, I just thank God for the day.
Amen.
And just waking us up and, like you say, you know, the old tools and your right mind and, you know, and all of that. Yeah, so
I'm
just so excited.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a old in my right mind.
Whichever one we're able to play, and just, you know, give them that opportunity for exposure. So.
Yeah, we want to bless them.
Yeah.
We're in blessing business. So. That is so amazing. Thank you
yeah.
for that. Today we are. So we're going to try to work this out, but we're going to hear what Cree has to say this morning in her Unblind Me song.
Don't let me lose my way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah.
Kill a person or an animal in a violent way.
kill, murder, put to death, cut down to pieces, butcher, slaughter, and massacre. And I think before when we talked about that, the person that came to mind to me was the Charles Manson person who kind of done all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's, that is a formal translation of being slayed, and an informal is to entertain or to greatly impress. And I think that's kind of where people are going with the slave, that's saying, you know, my hair is slayed, I'm slaying this, you slayed, I'm slaying you. You know, they do, you know, but they don't really understand the depth of what they're saying,
right.
You know. So that's the reason that we're having this topic on our panel today and just kind of wanting people to know, you know, to kind of guard what you say. And it's okay to be impressive, and it's okay to be beautiful and fabulous, and it's okay to be all of that and entertain. But it's just the way we're putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
And when we release those things, they're going to perform.
Yeah.
You know.
And you, yeah. And you wonder why the things that are happening to you, you know, and it's because the words that you put out there and you have put, you know, you have allowed or opened that door or that gateway for the enemy to you know, run havoc in your life and, you know.
How do you feel about that, Amber? I mean, you're younger, so, you know, I know you hear it a lot more than we do.
I really don't hear slayed that much in the slang with my generation, but how I feel about that, I've always been taught that your tongue is very powerful, so you can speak to things into existence, so I've always been careful with what I say out loud, especially because, like Miss Anthony said, the enemy can also hear you.
Yeah.
So, but the difference between slain and slayed, I was watching TV yesterday and I heard somebody say slayed. I'm like, why did she say this?
That's
all right. But anyways, like my mom just said, I don't think they understand the depth of what they're saying. So I really think you should listen to what you say before, or pay attention to what you say before you actually speak it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's very true. That's very true, because I think, you know, people just kind of want to flow with what everybody else is doing and saying, and then they don't know how to live.
Like that word, you know, puts me in, you know, acceptance or, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, I'm cool, I'm this, I'm that. Cause
and I'm
like, and the whole time you're, you know, causing death in situations in your life, because that's exactly what it means, to murder, to kill.
That's right.
And that's what the enemy, he still kills.
And destroy them.
So you know, you just give them license. You know, keep saying it, and you'll see death. You know, because you've given him license, and it's not specific, so he can, whatever area he chooses about.
Yeah.
But you spoke it, so.
That's true.
I'm going to go ahead on it. Loose my head.
Exactly.
We're going to take it.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
You know, but we ourselves release that.
Yeah.
You know, so we just want to be mindful of what we're saying, how we're saying it, and definitely when we're saying it. You know what I'm saying? And the person that comes to mind to me, I have it in my notes here for scripture. You don't see slayed in the word much, but it is in the word when in reference to David, because he was, he was a giant slayer. Okay, so it's okay to slay stuff, like when things get up, come in your atmosphere, you can slay that, shut it down, do that, but you don't want to put it out there as speaking it on you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying, how you do that, but as a person that David slayed the giant, okay, he did, he cut his head off. He did that and had it in a bag and brought it on. Okay, here you go, Saul. You know, that's where that one to put 1,000 in flight and two to put 10,000 in flight. That's where that came from. And then I think they even sang a song about him. Yeah, killing.
He was saying it.
Okay.
He would do,
that's in my reference, and I'm sure it's much more in reference to that, you know, going deeper into the study. But it's just amazing, though. But I do want to share Matthew 28 and 2 through 4, where we're going to talk about how powerful, we're going to kind of go into the word slain, and where it says it's a movement. It's a movement of the Holy Spirit upon a person with such power that it falls to the ground. So in that, we're going to kind of go into that. So it's Matthew 28, 2 through 4, and it reads, "And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow, and his raiment was his clothing. And for fear of him, the keepers," this is what the guards, "did shake and became as dead men." Now, they were not dead, but they became as dead because of the Spirit coming to the earth. And the thing about that is, and how incredible and powerful God is about being slain, because anytime you're slain in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, like it says. It's just a movement that falls upon a person or falls upon just wherever. And in this instance, it fell upon the land. Now, that's pretty powerful. That
wow.
Spirit fell on the land and it shook the earth.
Oh, my goodness. So my mind went to, okay, so the authority, because we have been given the authority in the earth realm, so we know the words that we speak create and, you know, they produce seed, they produce fruit.
Yes.
So, in essence, what I'm saying is that, so when you're talking about being slaved, that once you speak, and again, the enemy comes in, and so you're saying it falls upon the earth realm and just really to the point where we can rock this whole thing.
Absolutely.
Whole earth realm with just the word.
Isn't that amazing? It's a positive and a negative here.
Yes.
Just like in the slain situation here in Matthew 28, it talks about how powerful that spirit was.
Mm-hmm.
When it fell on the earth, there was an earthquake and it shook it.
Mm-hmm.
It was also in reference to when Paul and Silas were in jail, remember? And they began to, even in their place of degradation, they began to sing hymns to God. And the spirit came and slain them, but it came on the earth first. And then it shook the ground so much that it opened the doors to the prison. Okay? And the keeper, which was the guard, there too, that's what they referenced him to, the keeper from the gate. He was so afraid, he pulled the sword out to kill himself. Because he was like, oh my God, where are they at? And Paul came up to him and said, don't do that. We still here.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But that's just the depth of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's so awesome, you know. So that's why we really have to understand that. And we, and the Lord put this topic in our hearts because we had an experience, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before.
Yeah.
And we were all at church. We fellowshiped together that Sunday. We all fellowshiped together. But we were there.
It was just so amazing because now, just like I'm saying, you dress and you're cute. So basically, we were standing up there and helping ladies to my left, to my right, as Pastor Jackie was laying hands on. And so they're being slain, and some were falling out under the power of. We were helping them and whatnot. So we were done and we were walking back to our seats like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
So Pastor Jackie had called us back up. So it was Vivica and my mom.
Yes.
And
me.
So she's like, oh, no. And then we get there because, one of the things she said was, okay, God, didn't forget about you. And I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. So, I'm there. I'm ready to receive whatever word she has and so forth. So kind of short. You know, next thing you know, I mean, she touched my hand and put her hand on my forehead. And basically that's all I remember from the time that I was actually on the ground, you know, and I'm like, play my music. And my mom always tells me music is, it uplifts you. So find some uplifting music and go on about your day, you know. And about laid, I just really, I really don't like that word. I just don't like it at all. Cause it I just get all these thoughts in my head, like slaughtered, murdered, kill. And that's the way I feel about that word. And when you use it, it's just like, girl, why don't say that or don't say that. It's just like yesterday I heard it. She was like, yeah, you played that outfit. It's just like, it doesn't even sound right when you say it like that. It's just young people my age, just be yourself always, all the time. Don't try to fit in. Because when you try to fit in, it's because you're compromising with the other people. And they can see that, too. Mm-hmm. They can see that. Mm-hmm. And they will feed off of that. Yeah. So you don't want to do that. Be your own self. Even if you have to walk by yourself, Jesus is always with you.
That's right. Hello, America.
Yeah.
And on that note, hello, we are going to hear what his father has to say in her amazing Unexpected.
Complete when I'm with you. Curiosity for you drew me into your world. My mind's so amazed by the words you speak. Feel so safe in your arms. All my fears melt away, but
welcome back. And I am just so excited today to be able to just sit in studio with Miss Amber and Anthony. It's always a pleasure, you know that. So we're just excited about our topic today and how we're getting into the conclusive portion and to the meat of that. And we're going to go to Acts, the book of Acts, chapter 9, and read verses 3 through 4. And here, this is Paul wrote this book, but at this time he was Saul. And remember, he was the persecutor, and he was the one that was persecuting all Christians. And one day he came and woke up and was on his journey, and he had this amazing experience. And here in Acts 3 through 4, it reads, "And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly there shone round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prick." And, of course, fear and trembling came at this point, because he realized that the very one that he was slaying, slaying him. Now, that's what's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, the very one that he, persecuted. I mean, they were beheading people,
yes,
stoning people, killing them, slaying them,
mm-hmm,
because of, they were Christians and who they believed in. And at that time, you know, but one day,
wait,
he was just doing his normal thing, looking for Christians to kill. And on that journey, he was, it says here that he was awakened on the journey. He was shown about a light from heaven, and it, at that time he fell to the earth and heard a voice, and that was the voice of the Lord and him. Why? Okay. Why? Yeah. I mean, you're just kicking against the brick here, sir. You know, in that, of course, when he fell to the ground, he was immediately blinded. And he was blinded for a total of 3 days. And that's when the Lord had already lined up Ananias for him to be able to go to and be able to anoint him and lay hands on him, like what our experience was.
Yes.
And always, you know, but to be able to have his sight again. And from that day on, he was never the same. He went from slaying to being slain.
Mm.
And that's amazing. Okay. So that's an incredible experience. When you think about the depth of that, we just got that revelation totally just right now, y'all. Okay. Just right now. But that's just really, really, I want to say it's so cool.
Yeah.
I want to say that. And I don't know if that's the right thing to say at this time, but it's just way too cool. Okay. So, I mean, really, I feel like that sometimes, too, that, you know, you're just on this journey, you know, back when, before we came into the full-blown place of being slain and walking it out, you know, we just been on these little journeys,
mm-hmm,
you know, and then one day we get knocked off the horse,
yep,
and we fall to the ground, you know, whether it be in the natural or in the supernatural, you know, we have those experiences, and sometimes it takes that.
Yeah, because, you know, we're hard-headed.
Yeah.
Okay, this is point blank. And I mean, you know, we, you know, like you said, well, being on that journey, or you think that you're doing things for the kingdom,
mm-hmm,
or in representation, you think this is where God has led you, but not realizing the things that you're doing are actually killing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other Christians.
Okay. Okay.
Where God had to say, hold up.
Okay.
What are you doing?
Yeah, why are you kicking against the brick? Okay. That is so true.
Because, you know, we get caught up in, oh, this is God. This, I'm doing this for God. This is what you think, really think is the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's just amazing, though. You know, that's why I encourage people to, you know, get into your word. And, you know, you don't have to, like, just, you know, you just take it one day at a time.
you know, and once you get into it, in today's time, you know, you don't have to be somewhere holding a Bible. Of course, we pray that these never go away, but, you know, as you read in this book, you're going to know one day they're not going to be here. That's why we have to put them on the tablets of our heart. But we thank God for technology, you know, what he has on our phones, computers, tablets, all of that, you know. And you know, I've heard a lot of people say, even in just saying it, you know, they hate the Internet and the Internet is this and that, but it could be a powerful tool, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's all about how we use what we have. And crazy stuff was going on before the Internet. Okay? So, you know, we just have to use it, you know, for advancing the kingdom. And that's what makes it so amazing. And then, you know, using it in the land, too, to better ourselves, to better people, to help. You know, it's a great tool that could be used. But you hear people saying that. And it's a lot of the older generation. They don't like the change.
Yeah, you know, we don't like change.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, you get so stuck in your whatever that is, and you don't want it. It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you get so used to doing that, being that. But, I mean, you have got to evolve. You have to grow. You got to, you know, it's so much for just like the Internet, I should say. We have so much access to information that I know that it can be overwhelming, but man, it just gives you, to me, ammunition.
It does. It does.
Okay, and it will help you in your walk. I think that, you know, like I say, having that access to, oh, I can go on it, and you have so many, interpretations to expound on the word, to give you, because sometimes, I mean, you know, reading sometimes the King James version of it, you know, some people that are these and the thou, so forth, people are like, what?
Yeah, that's like me. I'm like, what is that?
I love it. I love that. What do they call it? That Latin interpretation of it being Greek. You know, it's just that's all it is, and it's way deeper than that because before that was translated and brought into.
Yeah.
You know, the way we will be able to understand it. And then just studying, too, and you read and knowing that, of course, this is the way it's given to us and we read it in God. That's why it's so important to have the Holy Spirit because it'll lead and guide you into all truth. That's what he says. But learning that some of the books are even not in the right place, you know what I'm saying? You don't really know the beginning or the end. Or sometimes in Revelation is just, okay. And then, you know, but it's just getting out of it for you, for what it is for you, you know, and everybody being on one accord and knowing that the main thing is the main thing.
That is good.
You know what I'm saying? Which is Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay. And which is us getting to that one destination, you know. That's one of the things that I love about the Mansion on Park Row is because we are women of all different of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And they're under one umbrella, one incredible movement of love. And prosperity, you know, and health and wellness and all of that, you know. So I just love that because, you know, we have to get it together here. If we don't get it together here, we won't be able to make it to the final destination, which is heaven, you know. So to God be the glory. So we're just so excited about today and life and the love and the pursuit of happiness and America, okay?
Well, we have a surprise guest. How are you today?
We are wonderful, and you are just rolled up to the
Yes.
being slain versus slayed. And of course, Vivica had her experience this couple of, well, this month as well. So that is so incredible. I'm telling you, I'm glad you're here today.
Thank you.
What a lovely surprise. Hi, Anthony.
Yes.
Hey!
But we were just kind of like chiming up, and it's so funny how I ever transitioned, whatever.
I was like, I got busted because the door opened. I didn't get to give Amber a hug or nothing.
Oh, you will, girl. Isn't that awesome? So what is on your agenda for today?
To be with the sister.
Okay. So you just told me in the atmosphere being flying.
Yeah.
Okay. So awesome. We were just getting ready to read in the book of Ezekiel. In the, my notes be all over the place, girl. Okay, in the third chapter, in the 23rd verse, yes. And it says here, then I rose, let's make sure I'm in the right one, okay. Then I rose and went forth into the plain, which is the valley. And behold, the glory of the Lord stood there. Now, can you imagine you just going off into the plain? You just walking out across the land.
Look what you got in your business.
Yes. And the glory of the Lord was right there waiting.
So you think you
It says the glory of the Lord just stood there. And the glory which I saw by the river of Shinar, and I fell on my face. And that's all we're trying to tell people. Mm-hmm. When you come into the presence of the Lord, you just go fall.
Mm-hmm.
You and that's the word, that's the part of being slain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And every reference here that we read, people fall to the ground.
Yeah.
To
the ground. Because
I'm like, what? Yes. It's so amazing. And he gave us so warning. This is gonna happen. And I'll be like, oh my God, she failed. Yes, you don't fall. Yes, I mean, you know, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
to be slain in the spirit.
Yeah.
And sometimes you don't even have to be doing anything. He was just walking through the place. Just walking across the land.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord of the Lord stood there, waiting upon his shelf.
Okay.
And immediately, it says, he says, hello. That is I had such an amazing, honorable pleasure to be in the presence of my pastor, Betty. On yesterday, we had such an amazing time in the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Just conversing with one another. It was so amazing. So I just want to send my shout out to Betty. Yes, this morning. She's an incredible passionate person for people and love and how she totally represents the kingdom. And I'm just so in awe of this lady being in my life. I just thank God for her. Okay?
Yeah.
But I thank God for y'all, too. Y'all know that.
Yeah.
Because I know there's no me without y'all.
I know.
Okay?
From
Okay. So I am trying to see where we're at this morning. We did talk a little bit about, the difference between slain and slayed and how amazing it is to be slain and knowing that being slayed is not what that is. Or even wanting to be slayed or walking it out saying, I'm going to slay this, I'm going to slay it, and just knowing what you're really saying and how you're taking it to the next dimension. But we're going to go to commercial, Anthony, and kind of go into our announcements and, well, our mansion calendar, I should say.
Okay.
I just see the best in you. Happiness is believing anything is possible. Yeah, beauty is skin deep. Baby, that's all I see in you. So simply take my hand and let go. You should know. Let the walls come down.
Show here to conclude our topic today of slain versus slayed. And I just want to say, ladies, it's just been a really eye-opening topic and a mindful place for us to just be mindful of the things that we say and experience and how we, you know, walk it out pretty much and knowing that the balance of our day is all about what we say and knowing the difference, too. So, we are going to go to our mansion calendar, Miss Santini. Would you like to
All right.
Oh, look. That may be a little dusty. Okay, dusty.
That's okay. All righty now. Okay.
Yes, that's our June calendar, girl.
Okay.
But, you know, it's kind of all over the place. You got this.
Okay, I can do this. All right. Okay, so our June calendar at the Mansion on Park Row is pretty packed. We're loving it.
Yeah.
We are actually next weekend are going to be participating in We Can Do It.
Yes.
Conference.
June 18th. Yes.
And that's an empowerment for mainly women.
Yeah.
But we want you guys to come out and support us with that. And Miss Marlo will be a guest speaker there.
Yeah.
She's going to be doing guest speaking for us. And Miss Anthony's Fashions will be presented there as a fashion show. So we're pretty excited about that.
Yes. Let's not leave out the other
guy. And I will be there.
Yes, let's not leave out Kimberly.
And Miss Kimberly, yes, she's going to be there doing her therapeutic massages. So
yes.
That's going to be a real treat for everyone. And the third Friday of June 18th, we're going to be having our treasure swap, our clothes swap. So you ladies that want to clean out your closet,
yes,
get some new things, don't pay not $1 for it.
Okay.
Best way to shop in the whole wide world.
Okay.
Come on down and see us.
We call it swap for free.
Yeah, swap for free.
Look at that.
Come on.
Yes, she got
her treasure
swap, girl.
Yes, yes. You can go to our Facebook page and you'll see many of the fashions that were given and those fashions that were taken and made into new outfits there.
Right.
So come join us for that. This is the third Friday here at the Mansion Park Row.
Yes.
And we will be having that from 6:30 to 8:30.
Yes.
Right.
Come on, y'all.
All right.
Come on, y'all.
Right.
Okay. That's the third Friday. And initially, we do the fourth Friday of the Mansion's Cuisine. Of Arby's Creole.
Okay, yes.
Alicia Russo, we normally do that, but this Friday we're celebrating June birthday.
Yes,
so
are.
I'm not sure how they're going to do that this month, but I'm sure it'll probably be the third Friday too. So
okay.
We always kind of have that when we have our events, you know, like our treasure swaps or new lines and all that. And for the month of July, the first Friday, we'll be back to our new line.
Yes.
First Friday's of every month. You know, that's our empowerment group, and I'm so excited about that empowerment portion of inspiration because, you know, when God gives you a vision of something and you kind of blindsided, you don't know, you just do it.
but we have been invited to implement this in the southern sector of the Metroplex in Red Oak, Texas.
Yes.
Mr. Red Oak wants a hat.
Hey, everybody!
Okay, we're going to bring that in some portion. And then we found out that we're going to the east side. Texas 76013. So write in, call in, or just listen in.
And Fantigo is really in the Arlington area, but so you know, because a lot of people hear Fantigo, they think it's someplace far, far away. Okay, so keep that in mind.
Yeah, the DF does. Right in the middle.
He's in the heart of Texas.
Until I got so close to you.